It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hiawatha Golf Course is a kind of a sacred piece of Minneapolis and beyond for a lot of different reasons if you look into it historically. But they now are, the park board's talking about taking away the back nine on that, in a place that there have been a lot of rich history of bringing golf to the city, in a place where in the urban area you can still enjoy around. And it's not that you couldn't play nine, but to take nine away, it doesn't seem like you're going to grow the game or grow the opportunities. I don't know. Darwin Dean is the CEO of the Bronze Foundation, big junior tournament there today, and he joins us now. Darwin, thank you for joining us on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline.
Hey, thank you very much for having me on board, Mike. I really appreciate it.
You explain what the Bronze Foundation is.
Sure. The Bronze Foundation is about saving 18 holes of golf on Hiawatha and preserving 18 holes for the community youth of today.
How did we get to a point where it's in danger?
Well, it goes back several years before today. For example, 2014, everybody knows that Hiawatha Golf Course flooded out.
Yep.
FEMA funding was available, but all that funding did not go back into Hiawatha Golf Course. Instead, other plans were developed, and those plans, more specifically, is the current master plan of the Minneapolis Park and Recreation Board today that they will be voting on next month, the 17th. And that plan includes eliminating nine holes of golf that we're trying to preserve in an alternative six plan.
Well, but so some of that money went to where? Or is that what you're trying to figure out still?
Well, no, I'm not trying to figure out. It's public record that in 2014, that FEMA funding went to other golf courses other than Hiawatha. You know, for example.
Even though it was earmarked for Hiawatha?
Yes, sir.
Okay, that's keep going. I'm sorry. Record.
No, that's okay, Mike. You know, there are many examples of where that funding went to. It went to, say, for example, putting a new roof on Gross. It went to part of the funding of the ski chalet over in Theodore World. So, you know, the funding was distributed amongst many other places other than Hiawatha. You know, I would say less than $100,000 of the $900,000 was spent on Hiawatha Golf Course. And even today, funding revenue from Hiawatha Golf Course isn't being put back into that golf course like it should be. Because you can simply just go out, and I'd be more than happy to walk you around something like the driving range, which generates revenue. You can look at the driving range, and you can tell it's neglected. But you look at the neglect, and you look at the revenue that golf course generates, it's a whole different thing. It's like, where does all the revenue go to?
Okay. Explain Hiawatha Golf Course and what it's meant to the city and the opportunities that it's given. Explain to people who have never played it, seen it, or understand it, what does Hiawatha mean to the city?
Sure. Historically, Hiawatha was the first golf course in Minnesota that freely accepted African Americans to come in, play golf. Because, I mean, after all, in South Minneapolis, the community was, you know, the majority of African Americans. And people like Jimmy Slimmons, Cecil Newman, they wanted people to play golf. And so that golf course, people embraced, not just as a golf course, but as a park also, where people could gather, communicate, and talk about what's going on within the community. And that's how the Bronze itself grew into something very large like it is today. It's a celebration of Hiawatha and the African-American community.
What does Hiawatha Golf Club mean to the African-American community, to those people that have embraced it?
Well, it has a history. You can look at, you can just simply just look at where the golf course grew up at. Just north of Hiawatha is a large African-American community that embraced that golf course. Soon as it opened, African-Americans went to that park, went to that golf course, and they enjoyed those resources. And it grew. And even today, like I said, the Bronze Golf Tournament started in 1939, and today we're celebrating that same golf tournament.
Yeah, yeah, the junior tournament today, right?
We invite you to.
Yeah.
Well, we had the junior bronze today.
Yeah. Saturday you got the other one, right?
Kids. Sir?
On Saturday you have the other bronze tournament, right?
Saturday is the adult bronze tournament that has the rich history of inviting anyone all over the United States as an open golf tournament to come and display their ability on a championship golf course like Hiawatha is.
So what are they trying? What do they want the back nine to look like? How do they want to reconfigure it into parkland, or what do they want it to be?
Well, what that looks like is a look at hole number 13, the par five, beautiful par five. As a matter of fact, that same par five is the par five that Tiger Woods, back in 1999, did his demonstration on.
Is that the one? Yeah.
That par five would be a dog park.
Okay.
And as you drive down past there, they would flood out and allow the berm in the southwestern part of the lake to flood out. And it would just be completely water. All the trees and all the vegetation would go away. And then around the corner would be supposedly a BMX bike park, and then maybe a putt-putt over in the corner. However, the historical back nine would be destroyed and would never, ever be the same as it is today, which is a culturally and historically important part of the African-American history in South Minneapolis.
Darwin Dean is our guest, CEO of the Bronze Foundation, as they try to fight back to the park board that on a back nine. How are you coming? Have you been able to count votes, or where are you at with it?
Well, at this point in time, as you can see with the planning part of the park board, you know, they overwhelmingly voted to move their, well, I'm not in favor of their master plan. I don't really want to speak out negatively about it, but there are areas of it that could be improved to include 18 holes of golf that are totally being neglected. And so with that, the park board may win their vote August 17th, but we're moving to get Hiawatha on the National Registry. We've filed, as a matter of fact, we have Hess Royce doing the historical research for us to assist us with trying to get Hiawatha on in the National Registry. And as it moves forward through the state, then sometime next year, we hope to see Hiawatha on the National Registry as a historical land site.
Can you get it done that quick before they meet?
Well,
we'll find out, huh?
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
But you've got a pretty good advocate, a guy by the name of Tom Lehman. He brings a little bit of juice to this thing, and he is really passionate about keeping that 18.
Well, all I can say is I love Tom Lehman.
Yeah.
I'm one of his biggest fans, and one must not forget that, you know, he is from Minnesota, and at one point in time, one of the number one golfers in the world.
That's right.
And so I'm a big fan of Tom Lehman and his brother Jim and the people that are on a part of our commission. There's a whole group of us, I mean, that are trying to move forward with an alternative six plan that we feel that will not only purify the lake. And what I mean by that is, give you an example. There was a park in Los Angeles that had an issue. Magic Johnson put funding in it to help grow that part of Los Angeles and purify the water that was coming in through the lake. We can do the same thing with Hiawatha. We're using, as an example, Cobb Creek in Philadelphia to move forward with a similar project that we feel can include 18 holes of golf, clean up the environment, include a large area of indigenous property that, how deniable can that be? And listen to this. The park board's plan is like $45 to $63 million. Their investment in their plan cost over $1 million just to do the development. It's going to cost us about $300,000 to come up with an alternative six plan. And when we're finally said and done to implement that plan, we'd like to partner with the park board. Our plan, we're saying, will come in at somewhere like $25 to $35 million, which is still far less than the park board wants to spend on the destruction of 18 holes of golf at Hiawatha.
Well, Darwin, you keep us posted on this because it sounds like you've got some momentum and inertia. We'll try to get the park board on here, their side of the story, but sounds like you're fighting a pretty good, clean fight there, so keep up the good work.
Thank you very much for hearing me, and I really appreciate your attention on this, Mike. I really do. Thank you very much. We invite you to come out. We invite the mayor of Minneapolis, St. Paul, even the governor. And please, you yourself, I'd like to see you again. I've seen you on more than one occasion and shaken your hand. But I welcome you to Hiawatha, July 30th. There's a 9 o'clock shotgun start. We welcome everybody. And at the end of the day, there will still be entertainment at Hiawatha Golf Course.
As long as you don't make me play, I'll be there. Because you wouldn't want that for your course either. Hey, thank you so much, so Darwin. We'll talk soon.
I enjoyed you. Thanks a lot. Have a great day.
You bet, Darwin Dean.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.